September, my own son and his wife bought it. That's right. Is that right, Leslie? Brian, stand up. Am I right or wrong? Now, how old are you, Leslie?
23.
23. Brian?
26.
26. I keep forgetting. All right. Reminds me how old I am. Here he is, 26 years old. Where did I say I was when I was 26? I didn't even know the war was over. I didn't. But I never had very good information running around my head. You see, that's not the first house they bought. That's the second house they bought. They've got the first one rented. And now they're living in the second one. And yet they're only 26 and 23. You telling me you can't make it? Here's a kid here from Burlington, Canada. The Barry Banner Advance. Little town just north of Toronto. City. Not a little town at all. Overcome procrastination. Earn a million. Earning a million before the age of 30 is passé. Tim Krochuk told Barry North Collegiate students how to earn it before they're 20. All you need is a winning attitude and the ability to overcome procrastination and intimidation. A 19-year-old student from Burlington, Ontario, it's a combination which has earned him a net worth of $1.5 million. An audible gasp escaped from the audience of more than 75 students at North when Krochuk revealed what he was worth. He said, there's no trick to having a winning attitude. It's all in the way you think. He said, this stuff, although it sounds really hokey, it works. This kid had his first business when he was 12 years old in grade 7. He's had 8 since, 4 of which is still in operation. You think you can't? That kid started when he was 12. Brian and Leslie just bought their second house, 26 and 23. I was trying to figure out where to get the rent. And I'm going to tell you, on more than one occasion, I never got it, so they put a lock on the door. I'm not going to ask you how many of you that's happened to, but it's happened to me, and it happened more than once. Didn't even know how to do that. I met someone that really understands money, and I married her. And when we came back to Toronto, I said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to originate an idea, and we're going to start a company so that the people that go through the seminars will be able to have a choice of going and getting competent financial advice. And you know that thousands of people have gone through that company. Now, Linda operated that company. The first couple that went through there were getting married in 9 months. I'm going back about 8 years. One said they couldn't save money, and the other one said they couldn't save their soul. Nino, you know this couple. With a proper plan, they had enough money to put a down payment on a house and buy all the appliances for that house 9 months later when they got married. Here just recently, they sold that house, earned a handsome profit. In fact, they earned more money, profit, on that house than they have earned themselves working since they started to work, and they moved into a much more beautiful house. Now, if you're not making the headway you want, for goodness sake, go get some advice. Now, you go back on page 19. And as you take a look in this book, again, if you're sitting in your family room or you're sitting out in the back porch, on page 19, write in a date that you're going to have an appointment with a competent financial planner. And go and sit down and let them help you answer the second question. The figure below is the amount of money I need to provide the things I want to live the way I choose to live.
Don't let your present financial situation deter you from going right after the thing that you really want, your goal. I want to introduce you now to a couple that I've just referred to in the seminar who thought they couldn't go after what they wanted because it would cost lots of money. But with the proper advice, they got exactly what they were after. They're a couple of very dear friends of mine, Pat and John Swan.
We met Bob early that day. I remember it very distinctly. It was at the Prince Hotel in Toronto. We were to meet him at 7 o'clock in the morning. And the whole purpose of the meeting was to find out what we really wanted. We didn't know.